Good morning to you, Friday morning. Keith Fitty with you till 12 midday. What a different Friday morning it is. The wind is quite wicked out there today in the programme. We're looking at that because Storm Eric seems to have caught us by surprise. Today also we're looking at the whole launch of the Two Mother and Baby and that oral history which is launched by Kieran Hogarth, the president of NUI Galway last night. Also looking at an employment survey to do with Jobs Expo that's coming the way very shortly. Let me go to Kevin Brannigan, who's bringing a jobs and employment fair indeed to the racecourse very shortly. I'll give you details on that in a moment. But he also has an employment survey which he's done, which is very, very interesting, we'll say. Kevin, morning to you.
Good morning, Keith.
Thanks for joining us. You're coming to the racecourse, but there's no races on, but there is jobs.
That's right. We're back in Galway with Jobs Expo Galway on the 16th of February, Saturday, and this time we're at the iconic Galway Racecourse, starting from 10 o'clock on the day.
You've moved and you'll have plenty of parking and plenty of space. So these Job Expos are a huge success, are they?
Yes, we've had a great response. We run them in Galway every 6 months, the most recent one was September, and every time we get so many skilled candidates, literally thousands upon thousands of skilled professionals from Galway and the surrounding counties have come along. And for the one on the 16th of February at the racecourse, we have nearly 40 of the leading employers in the west of Ireland. So it'll be a great day. There's literally thousands of job opportunities available for people in the area who want to travel along to meet us at Jobs Expo Galway on the 16th.
As part of this process, indeed, you do a survey, and you sent it to me earlier in the week, so you did, and there's some interesting stats within it and some interesting comments within that survey.
Yeah, so we carry this out once every 6 months for the last 2 years. So this particular survey was carried out in January. We spoke to just over 2,000 people who were employed in the Galway region. And yes, there were some very interesting results from it. And I suppose it shows that there are a lot of trends and a lot of things changing in employment in Ireland, and particularly in Galway. And I guess one of the most surprising ones, if you consider all of the uncertainty surrounding Brexit, you've got the unstable Trump administration in the USA, all of the issues with immigration in the US, but yet the number of people interested in working in the UK is up, and there's been a 20% rise in the Galway region in people applying for work in the USA. So even with all that uncertainty, people are still interested in working in the UK and working in America.
So really, Brexit to them is a process that has to be got through, but they're still willing to go and move there and work there.
Yes, I think probably people had already decided they might like to work in the UK and maybe don't quite understand how the whole Brexit thing will work. I suppose the big question would be, is there any way to understand it? But it certainly hasn't hindered people in trying to express an interest in positions in the UK.
In relation then to other aspects of it indeed, 40% of your responders are employed, but they're looking to change roles. That's a fairly major amount of people indeed who want to change the role that they're in.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's growing. I think it reflects a few things. I think, one, people are being more choosy about what their career holds. You know, if you go back even 20 years ago, people would almost feel they were lucky to have a job and would hope that, have a job for life. You know, and I suppose what people frequently say now is that the idea of a job for life is gone. But I think with that, people now feel a bit more freedom and I guess a bit more say in their fate, in where they're going to go. So it reflects, one, that societal change, but also it reflects the increasing level of education people have. You look at it now, nearly a third of people in Galway now have a postgraduate qualification. You go back 15 years ago, probably only 10% would have had a postgraduate qualification. So the level of education and training is rising to such an extent that people now feel they have a lot more options. And they certainly do. I mean, if you look, because of all of the industry that's built up in Galway, both with national and multinational companies, what's really starting to get people's interest is science, engineering and med tech jobs, yeah. Also banking and financial, but also healthcare. And it's surprising, you know, considering all of the all of the trouble that's happening this week with the industrial action, with nursing and healthcare in general, yet there's an increase in people who want to work in that sector. So, I suppose for me, I think people have much more of an interest in what it is they want to be doing with their lives. It's not just about them having a salary. It's also about them having some element of job satisfaction, and they're probably being more choosy in what direction they want to go in.
Looking through the results, Kevin, in relation to the Jobs Expo in Galway, just and the surveys that you did, you of those that you questioned and the survey, 39 were originally from Galway, 48% were from elsewhere in Ireland or the world.
Yes, and
that just shows what a cosmopolitan area we live in.
Well, it does, it does, and I think people have been attracted to Galway. You know, there's so much Galway has to offer. You know, obviously of the lifestyle elements and the social elements, but also there are so many opportunities. There's so many, you know, professional large scale companies which are offering careers, great salary benefits, and great futures in the Galway region, that it's attracting people from outside. And I guess the good news is that more people want to come to Galway. And also the follow-on to that is that more people who are in Galway want to stay there. So it looks like, certainly from an employment perspective, it's one of the hot spots in the country when it comes to employment.
Would it be one of your most successful job expos, or would, I mean, Cork, Dublin and Galway be equal?
No, I would say that, well, certainly from the numbers perspective, as you would expect, our Dublin Expo is the busiest by far. But, you know, you look at the big population. But I think on a per capita basis, the Galway one is the most successful. But also what's most impressive about Galway is the attitude of people in the area who come in. You know, in reality, it's a joy to run Jobs Expo Galway, because there's such enthusiasm but such professionalism from the people who are looking for positions. And it comes back to us from the employers the whole time that I guess the level of interest and the level of skill they get from Jobs Expo Galway would be probably the highest out of all of the exhibitions that we do.
And since you started doing them, then finally on this one, since you started doing them, Kevin, have you the service that you're doing with them, have you seen an improvement, or is there a bit of a lift in people's thought processes since you started doing the expos and the surveys?
Well, there certainly is. People think things are looking up. When we first started running these exhibitions back in 2011, there would have been, you know, thousands of unemployed people would have been queuing outside, and it was quite a stark indictment on the economy at the time. And it's completely changed now. It's an employees' market, so the employers are trying to recruit skilled candidates to prepare to pay for them. But if you look at, more than half of the people who we surveyed in the survey feel that conditions for employees in Ireland are getting better. They're finding it easier to manage with the improved economy. However, I guess one stark reminder is that more than 4 in 10 are still concerned for their children's prospects. So while they feel their own situation has got better, people are still worried about what will happen in the long term, and are concerned about what sort of jobs and salaries and conditions will exist for their children.
All right, so Jobs Expo returns to Galway City into the racecourse on Saturday week, tomorrow week, the 16th of February. Runs from 10 o'clock until 4 in the Galway racecourse. Should they register in advance, Cuivín?
Yes, it's free to register and to attend, although we do suggest, we're expecting it to be very busy, so we do suggest people register in advance. So you just have to go to jobsexpo.ie, click on the link, and you get access to all of the exhibitors, the 40 exhibitors. We also have a day of seminars and talks. We have seminars from Google Digital Garage. We'll be there as well, explaining how to write a CV, interviews, and we actually have free career coaching. So if you're not even sure what you want to do, but you feel you want some advice, we have a team of 10 careers coaches who will be there on the day to give you advice.
JobsExpo.ie, register today. Kevin Brannigan of Jobs Expo Galway, thank you for joining us today. We'll remind you each and every day next week that is going ahead between 10 and 4 in the Galway Racecourse. We're back with sports next.
Galway Talks with Keith Finnegan, in association with Western Motors Volkswagen. Drive your future forward with Volkswagen and discover advanced technology upgrades across the 191 range. Think Volkswagen.